This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquitie. From our home, I can look due east across the land to the Chiricahua Mountains, and though we are surrounded by mountains near and far, the Chiricahuas are the closest. We can get in our truck and be in National Forest in minutes. I don't remember looking at the mountains when we were purchasing this place, you know, looking at to buy it, you know, looking at them and saying, oh my, look at the mountains, we've got to have this place, sort of thing. No, no, no. It was the driveway that ran parallel to the Ojolote that led to the 1991 Marvelette, a mobile home that looked like it had fallen out of the sky onto a barren piece of land. But that riparian corridor, that gallery of trees, is what sold us on what was to become the Mosquitie Homestead, and of course, still is. But those mountains, wow, you know, to look down our drive and into those hills, and nowadays the upper elevations are covered in snow, and looking at them, I think maybe they are the reason we're here. So many adventures in those hills, and we haven't put a dent in them, so many more adventures to come. Down that driveway view of the mountains are a couple large, very large Arizona walnuts. They are in decline. They must have grown in wetter times as they are 50, 60 yards away from the creek, but there they are. And then, you know, and come spring, they'll be leafing out and flowering, you know, and I've been able to gather walnuts from them and grow native walnuts. And at the Bisbee Farmers Market, I brag excitedly to folks, you know, these are the offspring of the old walnut trees in our driveway. And my excitement, you know, is rarely shared. And the walnuts come home with me. This walnut, by the way, this Arizona walnut, is Juglans. That's the genus, Juglans. Looks like Juglans. Juglans major. And there are 20 species of Juglans found around the world, North America, South America, Europe, Asia, most of them in North America. And Juglans is in its own family, Juglandaceae. That's cool. Let's see. Juglans, the genus is from Latin, and it translates to Jupiter's acorn. The specific epithet major means bigger. And bigger than what, you might ask? I certainly asked. Bigger than Jupiter's acorns, perhaps. But no, I saw a species in West Texas called Juglans microcarpa, little fruit. So maybe bigger than that. But not as big as Juglans nigra, a walnut tree of my Kentucky childhood. But enough. Enough walnut taxonomy. I am turning into a boring guy who talks about taxonomy. These big old walnut trees always have cool birds sitting in them, okay? Red-tailed hawks, harriers, Swainson hawks, coopers, sharp-shinned kestrels, turkey vultures in the summer, kingbirds, flycatchers. Every summer we get vermilion flycatchers. And woodpeckers, oh, flickers and Gila woodpeckers, and a favorite woodpecker, the little ladderback woodpecker. Favorite, I admit, because I see it on those walnuts, you know, searching the bark, but also I see it around our home as they peck at yucca stalks. And ladderbacks are so small, they can peck out a nesting hole in a yucca stalk, yeah. We have a couple pecan trees around our home. Yeah, we're going to be eating pecans during the apocalypse. But I watch the ladderbacks land on a pecan husk and peck at the nut that's exposed. It's exposed because pecan husks dehisce. They open up. They split into these four ways. Anyway, a two-inch nut with a little woodpecker holding onto the branch or that split husk and drilling a hole in that nut to get to the meat. Yum. Ladderbacks are just so doggone cute. Their name is Picoides scalaris. Picoides is from picus for woodpecker. Oides means resemble. So this ladderback woodpecker, it resembles a woodpecker. Yeah, wait till we tell them. Scalaris is Latin for ladder, referring to the black and white bands across its back. Did I tell you the male ladderback has a red cap? It's not the whole head, just a hat of red, maybe like a beret, very jaunty. The female sports a black beret. And by the way, I can't help myself. Did you know pecans are in the walnut family? Yeah. They are. Pecans and hickories are native to the woodlands of the eastern North America area region. Anyway, sorry. Can't help myself. Ladderback woodpeckers are found all over the borderlands, my friends, from the land of the saguaro to the oak woodlands. Native woodpeckers, native walnuts. The borderlands are beautiful. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.